So in a wild-type population, what Point Break means to me is paclitaxel, carbo, platin, bev is a very good regimen. PEM doesn't add to that. Maintenance strategies should be monotherapy strategies. And if you don't use PEM up front, it's there as a second-line agent. Now, the one other thing is that it creates a different toxicity profile. There are some people who you don't want to take the chance of neuropathy or have baseline neuropathy. There's a fair amount of the population that has alopecia concerns. And so it creates flexibility in terms of what regimen you use in this particular setting. So there are differing toxicities, and I might add financial toxicity to the pemetrexed arm, because that's still an expensive drug using it with another expensive drug. And sometimes that is occasionally an issue.
So sometimes oncologists would want to know just a very basic thing. And one question I've heard, Chandra, is maintenance therapy standard of care, some type of maintenance therapy in metastatic adenocarcinoma?
So with ECOG 4599, when the trial was done, there was going to be a third arm where there would be no bevacizumab maintenance. But then subsequently it was dropped. And the conclusion was made that ECOG 4599 is a positive trial where they gave bevacizumab up front with chemotherapy and then bevacizumab in the maintenance setting. Without any definitive data of maintenance, that became the regimen of choice. And then we did the pemetrexed maintenance studies. The first one was without pemetrexed in the frontline setting. The second one was with pemetrexed in the frontline setting. And both studies showed that in the intent to treat population, it was beneficial to a significant extent, more so in patients who had not received PEM up front as compared to those patients who received PEM up front. So I think that not all patients are candidates for maintenance. Only those who have an ECOG performance status of 0 or 1 are candidates for maintenance. And based on the trial that we did with a 5.3-month difference in overall survival with the use of PEM maintenance after platinum-based combination chemotherapy, one could say that it has a significant benefit. And the overall survivals have actually increased. But in patients who have an ECOG performance status of 2 or higher, I would not consider maintenance. So maintenance is not for all, but it is for that select group of patients who have a good performance status who continue to take it. And there are lots of patients who are on clinical trial or off study getting maintenance for prolonged durations of time without any significant toxicity.
So John, Mark talked about maintenance. At this point in his mind, he feels it when it's used, and I think that would be kind of the standard to use it, it would be single agent. Do you agree with that, or are there situations, for example, where you might use PEM and BEV as maintenance?
Yeah, I think I tend to take an approach similar to what Mark described. So for example, if I start somebody with carboplatin, pemetrexed, and bevacizumab, and then you have a choice of the maintenance regimen there, you can certainly justify using pemetrexed and bevacizumab together, as in Point Break. And PFS is better there than with monotherapy, even though overall survival isn't improved. So if a patient is symptomatic from their disease, I might consider that. But most often, I'll just go to single agent with bevacizumab. And very often, patients have a long progression-free survival period there with very good tolerability with bevacizumab alone. Now, we don't have a study that addresses what I'm about to say exactly, but what my common practice is, at the first sign of a little bit of progression, then I'll often add back pemetrexed if the feeling is at that point we haven't really gotten the benefit of maintenance pemetrexed. Now, at that point, it's really second line or sort of early second line therapy. But at least what I try to do in the first line setting for non-squams is get the maximum benefit I can out of both bevacizumab maintenance and pemetrexed. And I'm using them more sequentially rather than combined now. Now that's, as I said, it's a little bit mix and match because the data doesn't address it perfectly.